Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Wearing the Rebel Capitalist t-shirt today to remind all of you that this Friday, February 7th, is the start of Rebel Capitalist Live in Houston. I am incredibly excited. If you guys haven't got your tickets or you want to check out the speaker list, go to rebelcapitalistlive.com and I will see you this coming weekend in Houston. But let's get on to the news. I think a lot of you have been hearing lately about something called mass formation psychosis. And if you heard the interview with Rogan and Malone, Malone was talking about this, but it's a concept that I first heard on Chris Martinson's YouTube channel, And he interviewed a gentleman. So I wanted to give you guys kind of where you can find out more of the details. And I would strongly, strongly suggest listening to this interview on Dr. Chris Martinson's YouTube channel. It's right here. And this is the gentleman that came up with the idea that Malone was referencing on Rogan's podcast. His name is Matthias Desmet. And I believe he is a Danish statistician and psychologist, if I'm not mistaken. And his theory, and it's difficult for me to articulate because I'm not in that world, and I've only listened to him discuss it on Chris's show. But it's really that the world has been taken under hypnosis. And his theory is that because of the divisiveness, or there were a lot of contributing factors, but society at large, especially in the Western world, was kind of primed for the global elite to take advantage of a crisis. So it's not simply that they tried to take advantage of a crisis to usurp power and control. It's that this crisis came along at a time when society at large was very, very receptive to an authoritarian or authoritarian figures coming in to grab that power and control, where they were actually receptive to someone coming in and micromanaging their life, where they were actually receptive to the idea that you should prioritize safety over freedom. Instead of us rebel capitalists, you know, what we do obviously is we prioritize freedom over safety. So we look at all of the benefits. We look at a cost-benefit analysis. We look at history. And we come to the conclusion that how is this not obvious that we want to prioritize freedom? How is it not obvious that we should push back against these mandates, let's say, or we need to push back against the authoritarians trying to usurp that power and control? For us, this just seems like a no-brainer. I mean, all you have to do is open up your eyes and you can see it all around you in the world today, to the point where I'm sure a lot of you on this live stream right now listen to your friends and family member Freds in your real life or in social media, and it's like someone has possessed their body, some irrational person or entity has possessed their body, and you can't even have a civilized debate with them using data and facts or anything without it devolving into some sort of emotional tirade. And you're kind of scratching your head saying, how did this happen? Like, how did this happen to all my friends and family member friends? How can they not see what is so blatantly obvious? And why are they completely ignoring these facts? Why are they completely ignoring the scientific process? Why are they completely ignoring the fact that these governments are taking on more power and control? And this is something that could severely reduce their standard of living, not just for themselves, but for their kids and their grandkids for generations to come. You know, how is it that they can look at what happened in the Supreme Court case 1905 and look at what happened in 1927 and completely ignore that as though it just doesn't apply today. We shouldn't have those antiquated views that giving government a certain amount of power and authority has any downside whatsoever. And you guys know that I did a story yesterday where I was talking about this author, I think it was on Yahoo News, that came out and said basically that these people that are spreading this misinformation about the cerveza sickness, watch out, because they're starting to spread misinformation about climate change from a standpoint of not necessarily talking about climate change itself, but really talking about the possibility that we could have climate change lockdowns. To them, this was complete tinfoil hat, and these people should be just dismissed without even paying any attention to them whatsoever. I would like to mention that those same types of people that wrote this news story for Yahoo News, they were the people that were coming out saying that the lockdowns were a conspiracy theory. I remember that back in February of 2020, when I and a lot of other people, like Chris Irons is an example. I remember when he came out on his podcast, QTR, and he said that he thought there was a possibility that they could cancel the Olympics, and that they might cancel NFL or MLB or the NBA. I remember people were piling on top of him, saying, "Shut up, you're fear-mongering. That's absolutely ridiculous. This is no big deal. Don't worry about it. You're just a conspiracy theorist." And then we say, okay, well, I think they may lock down here in the States. Oh, that's never going to happen. You're a conspiracy theorist. And then they say, okay, well, we've got the medicine as an example. When they have the first round of the medicine, then we'll most likely have medicine mandates and passports. Same thing. Oh, conspiracy theorist, conspiracy theorist, conspiracy. I mean, how many times can they sit there and label you this disparaging term and get away with it, right? I mean, it's like the boy who cried wolf. So these are the same types of people who are coming out and saying that this idea of mass formation psychosis is a fallacy, or it's just conspiracy theorist or tinfoil hat stuff. But if you actually think through what Matthias Desmet is saying, and then what Malone is reiterating with Rogan, it makes a lot of sense. That's really the bottom line. So again, trying to articulate this, Matthias Desmet's theory is that the society was already predisposed. They were prone, because of the divisiveness among many other things, for an authoritarian to come in and take advantage of a crisis, and them just giving their complete faith to that authoritarian because they came in with a potential solution. And because we were becoming more inclusive, we were becoming more introverted as a society, we are moving away from friends and family members. That was the trajectory that we were on prior to the cerveza sickness. And then, of course, that exacerbated it with the lockdowns for months, and in the case of Australia, for years on end. And this has put people in this bizarre psychological state where they are effectively hypnotized to believe anything that the authority figure will tell them. And what's odd is the more ridiculous what the authority figure says, the more impact it has on the individuals who have drank the Kool-Aid. So I can't go into great details because I don't fully understand it like I understand the banking system or the repo market or quantitative easing, something like that. But what I can do is suggest that you listen to this interview with my good buddy Chris Martinson and Matthias Desmet, and they sift through all of the nuance of this idea. And I'm almost certain that this is an interview that Malone listened to, and this is where he got the talking points for what he was telling Rogan. And I think I've started to hear this a lot within the space, the freedom and liberty movement. So I think this idea of mass formation psychosis is something that you've probably already heard, but you're going to hear it a lot more. And to the point where I think they may actually come out and try to label this as fake news, so or misinformation, something like that. So if people are even talking about it, they will be deplatformed. I'm not saying that will happen. I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if it does happen in the future. To give you an idea of who else is talking about this, let's go to an article from Zero Hedge. And they're kind of connecting some more dots. So they're taking this theory that it looks like this author, this would be Paul Joseph Watson. Okay, so Paul must have heard this on the Rogan podcast, and then he is connecting the dots with what he heard Malone talk about, with what he is seeing as far as the government's use of psychological propaganda over the past 2 years. So he starts off, Malone's assertions about mass formation psychosis in the context of, you guys know what the context is, are underscored by the fact that authorities in the UK admitted to using totalitarian methods of mind control in to instill fear in the population. And he's showing this, that is a little bizarre. I'm sure they've got, she's got a bumper sticker. I don't think that's the way the ad was really done. I'm sure someone just put a sticker on that or something, like graffiti. But even without that graffiti, that's. And also too, just anecdotally, I think you guys have heard me talk about all of these highway signs that they have in Arizona. And so usually they're just like, don't drink and drive type things. But probably 6 months ago, I was getting really frustrated because they were saying basically propaganda to get the medicine. And they're literally saying this will end the cervasis sickness. And I said, that is an absolute lie. That is unequivocally false. They know it. And they're just trying to spew propaganda and push a narrative. But actually what I've noticed here now in Arizona is they don't use that anymore. They still say, get the medicine. But it's something to the effect of, instead of that it'll eliminate the cervasis sickness, they're saying something like, well, check with your doctor because it's a good idea. You know, it's something, I'm paraphrasing, obviously. But they've really pulled that back. But this would be, although they're pulling it back, this would be another example, I think, of what Paul Joseph Watson is referring to, where you're just getting beat over the head nonstop. You turn on the news and it's just medicine, medicine, medicine. You drive down the highway and the signs is medicine, 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 medicine. And it, you know, for someone like me, that doesn't make me want to get the medicine more. It makes me want to get it less. Because for me, as someone who's just a naturally born skeptic, in my mind, I'm saying, well, why are they doing that? Like, what's their angle here? This is too bizarre. They're putting forth too much effort for this to be strictly about health. This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for. You know, it's like someone who kind of ignores you all the time, and then all of a sudden for a week straight, they're doing all these nice things for you. You kind of ask yourself, well, wait a minute. Okay, I appreciate the nice thing here, but what's your angle? you're skeptical because, you know, why have they been so indifferent, like the government, for my whole entire life, and now all of a sudden they have my best interest as their first priority? Yeah, something doesn't pass the smell test. So I'm seeing what Paul is pointing out to a certain degree here in Arizona as well, although I haven't seen like bus signs like this. So they go on to say, and I didn't realize this, the Canadian military also admitted launching a psychological operation campaign against their own people in order to manipulate them into compliance. During the viral podcast that we just spoke of with Rogan and Malone, they talked about the global population being manipulated into remaining into a constant state of hysterical anxiety because of this mass formation psychosis that Matthias Desmet was talking about with Dr. Chris Martinson. So this is a quote from Malone, but again, I don't think you should take the quotes from Malone as the kind of the purest form of the argument. I think that you should watch that interview and hear Matthias Desmet articulate it in his own words. But Malone stated, when you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety, that's right, that's one thing I remember from the interview, or from Chris's interview, in a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis. And this small point that he was referring to is the medicine. They literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere. So the question is, does this have an impact, or is this exclusively why we are seeing the global insanity that we are currently witnessing right in front of our eyes? We're seeing this play out in real time. I mean, it's very similar to being like a German in East Berlin when they're building the wall, and you're the one that sees the light and you're trying to warn everyone else. You're saying, wait, can't you see what's happening here? And everyone else is just, no, what are you talking about? The government is here to protect me. No, what are you talking about? Civil liberty and freedom? Oh, you're just a fearmonger. You know, that you're just one of those crazy alt-right people that are always talking about liberty and freedom. It's really just because you're selfish. You're so selfish because you want to get the hell out of Dodge because you think this crazy conspiracy theory is going to come true, meaning they're going to build this wall around the city and lock you in. You know, and again, why did they build the Berlin Wall? What was the pitch to the general public? It was for your safety. It was to keep all the bad guys out. But what it actually did is kept all the people trapped inside. And you'll notice that whenever they're taking power and control, it's always sold as this is for your own good. I'm doing this for you. I mean, you look at 9/11, great example. You know, they're taking away all of that freedom and liberty. Why? For safety. We're making you safe. We're doing this for you. And it's the exact same things that we saw in 2020 and 2021. And this is another reason why I am so adamant about pushing back against these mandates and this push towards authoritarianism. Because it doesn't stop with what we're dealing with today. Even if, let's say, this new scariant is the end of what we've been dealing with, and you guys can tell I'm trying to keep YouTube friendly here. Even if moving into the spring of 2022, all this is in the rearview mirror, to a certain degree, it doesn't matter. Because we as a society have already moved the line in the sand so far that the government in the future can impose restrictions, or they can impose a central bank digital currency. They can impose pretty much not whatever they want, but they can impose a heck of a lot more than they could have in 2019. And then you guys know my opinion. From there, they're just going to look for the next crisis. And then they're going to push it further and further and further. And they're going to continue to push until the average Joe and Jane stands up and says, we are not going to take this anymore. And it, you know, I had this conversation with someone that's become a good friend. He's a gentleman by the name of Mark Victor Hansen. And he and his wife, Crystal, are actually fabulous people. I don't know if you guys know who he is. He had the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. And we had this conversation the other night at dinner where, you know, they were talking about, well, how can we elect this official or this official, this official? I said, you know, we should strive to do that, of course. But I think that the solution here is not tops down. It's bottoms up. Because if you look at significant change for freedom in the past, it's very rarely come down from the top. It's usually a result of people standing up for their rights. And again, I would go back to the example of how the Berlin Wall came down. The authorities, after pressure from the people, they said, okay, we'll let a few of the citizens across just to see their family members for a couple hours and then come right back. And then what happened? Everyone flooded out to the wall, and they valued freedom a lot more than they valued safety. And the walls came crumbling down. And you just see this over and over and over again. So again, my point is, I think the way we win the war against the, figuratively speaking, of course, against the authoritarians is that each one of us stands up together, united as a community of people who value freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. And we say enough is enough. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As I just said, make sure that you're always standing up for freedom, liberty, free market, capitalism, and we'll see you in the next video.